This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Become one of our theme songs for Thursdays. It's Thursday, January 25th, isn't it? Yeah, it is. All day, it's the 25th. Doug Stephanie with Jay Kirshner, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're looking for a career path, this is interesting. They're looking for people to work for them and with them, and they got a job for you that's flexible. It has great pay, good benefits, so if you're interested in something like that, want to be in the insurance business, work for Progressive. Say that again, Doug. Work for Progressive. Go to progressive.com/careers, and you can apply online right now. Whilst you are thinking about it, and I'll bet a number of people will do that, Jay. They'll just go over, okay, I want a new job, sort of falling in line with one of the subjects we've been talking about off and on today, and that is being happy with your state in life. Mm-hmm. If you are happy, then you don't have to, you know, like your job, like your home life, like what you do for fun. That's great. And enjoy it. Embrace it, in fact. But if you aren't, time to do something about it. Now, here's a question. I often start the hour with a question. So, as this is a universal focus, excuse me, and I'll keep playing that clip from the lady from Yellowstone talking to her children. But I think this is something we should not let drop. So there's a contest going on right now. Siggy's, which is the yogurt company. Maybe you've seen this, Jay. Maybe folks listening have seen it. They are offering $10,000 to go a month without your smartphone. Now, I don't know how they're going to prove this, but yeah, they are offering
an essay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's $10,000 and also a 3-month supply of yogurt from Siggy's, Siggi, in exchange for putting their smartphone in a lockbox. All you have to do to enter the contest is agree to the no phone terms and submit a short essay, as Jay was suggesting, on how you and your life will be benefiting from detoxing from digital, right? The digital detox contest. This is fabulous, actually. The folks running Siggy say, quote, "We believe in the power of living a simpler life with fewer distractions." That's on the application page. So if you want to apply, all you have to do is put into the toolbar, Siggy's, Siggi. What do you think? You want to apply, Jay? Can you go without your phone for a month?
Work, am I allowed to? I mean,
no, you're fired.
Can I physically do it? Am I capable of doing it? Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. I think that's, like, don't threaten me with a good time. Put my phone away? Heck, yeah.
Yeah.
But in terms of what I do for work, I don't think I can.
No, probably not. I couldn't. I have all these screens in front of me. I have my iPhones, and I'm not a hypocrite. I don't think I am. I don't have them with me. People, when I go to an appointment, for example, people will say, well, why don't you check your phone? I tell them I leave the phone in the truck, or I leave the phone at home. Daisy's in the truck guarding the phones right now. So no phones for me in public places, restaurants. Nope. All right, let's see what's going on in the people department here, continuing that focus on Good Day. Jury selection has begun this week in the trial of Jennifer Crumbly. Remember her? She's the mother of the Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly. Her role in the attack at Oxford High School a couple of years ago, where 4 students were killed and 7 others were injured. The parents of Mr. Crumbly, Jennifer and James, have each been charged with four counts of manslaughter mm-hmm. in connection with the attack.
Was a rare case. Proxy or something like that?
Yeah,
and this is
right.
one of the first or one of the few cases where the parents or the guardians are tried and held accountable.
Yep. And they should be. More. There should be more of this, in fact, I think. What do you think? More parents should be held accountable for what they're doing. He was 15 years old when he shot the place up. He's been sentenced to life without parole. Good.
Mm-hmm.
He pleaded guilty to all 24 charges, first-degree murder, premeditated murder, terrorism causing death.
Mm-hmm.
But he was 15. Where the hell were the parents? That's why they're in court. That's why they'll go to jail, and they deserve to go to jail.
And unfortunately, there have been so many shootings. I can't recall the instance of this one of how he got the weapon. Was it a family weapon that wasn't secured away properly? I know that there was another teen who was arrested and charged in connection with this because the teen knew about it and didn't alert authorities.
Uh-huh. Well, whatever it is, I think they deserve to get, as they say, have the book thrown at them. They tried to get it thrown out, saying there wasn't enough evidence for them to stand trial. They were laughed out of court with that one. And they also are charged with failing to recognize the warning signs that their son Ethan presented. Days before the shooting, a teacher saw this kid researching ammunition in class. The school contacted his parents, but they didn't respond. Yeah. Okay. This is ridiculous. Just hours before the shooting, teacher saw a note on his desk, and on the note he was drawing a semi-automatic handgun, and it pointed to the words, quote, "The thoughts won't stop. Help me." So, should this kid be in jail for the rest of his life? Should he be rehabbed?
There were so many signs right there,
even
in writing.
The parents need to go to jail for the rest of their life.
Well, but what about
the
teachers, the principal, the faculty who saw some of these signs themselves, too, and didn't place him on suspension or something?
Yeah, it's really disgusting. It really is.
There were a lot of adults that failed in this instance.
Yep. All right. Here's another failure. 5-year-old girl died after her father's car. The car had stalled on the road, got rear-ended. Young girl, this is a Minnesota highway. State police say that the car, which had broken down, a Nissan Pathfinder, was rear-ended. And this is in the eastbound, off the eastbound lane of a highway. And so four people were taken to the hospital after the crash. This 5-year-old girl, whose name is Morgan Ray Peterson, died of her injuries. So what should happen to the person driving the car that crashed into this car, which was off the road? I don't see here...
A manslaughter charge.
Yeah. Well, is that enough? I guess that's the question. Is that enough? This person not paying attention? God knows whether... I'm not going to say probably was on the phone, but who knows? Right? And they have a GoFundMe. $22,000 has been raised so far to support the family and to bury their 5-year-old daughter.
Absolutely heartbreaking. No parent should ever have to bury their child.
Yep, not at all. All right, here's another one of these stories from Florida. A mother and daughter actually lucky to be alive. This is a freak accident. Flying tire. When I first saw this, I thought, how in the name of God does this happen? Anyway, loose tire from another vehicle came off of the vehicle and slammed into the windshield, destroyed that. The car crashed, destroyed their car. This is near Clearwater. This was a vehicle in the oncoming lane. Went over a bump, the tire bounced out of the back of the car, crashed into this woman's windshield. And so most of the damage, the tire hit the passenger side of the car, shattered the windshield. You can imagine where the glass went all over the place. The roof collapsed. Good God, look at the photos of this. Nobody was
it
even
was
seriously injured.
They were okay.
In this.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fact that they survived this. Talk about a miracle.
Yeah, and there have been so many. I feel like there have been a lot of stories that we've discussed, Doug, where this happened. A tire comes off of a vehicle, yep, or something flies out of the back of a tailgate or something, and it comes through the windshield, and it kills somebody, if not everybody, mm-hmm, in the vehicle. And even if the impact of it hitting doesn't do something, well, the car accident following will typically, yep, be bad enough, especially if it's on an interstate or somewhere at high speeds.
Here's a woman in Utah. Saw this story the other day when I was visiting with Jack. Headline in the Salt Lake paper, a rollover crash. She fell asleep at the wheel. The police issued a statement about the crash, trying to warn people about the dangers of driving while you are sleepy. You see those signs on the road all the time. If you're drowsy, pull over. I have, in my newer pickup truck, I have something happens. If I'm like weaving, I was reaching for something the other day on the other seat, and I swerved from one lane to another, and on the dashboard, pull over and stop because you're sleepy. So, you know, if you're driving erratically,
yeah, a lot of the new tech is great, and it has the line, yep, monitoring, where, yeah, sometimes the car will steer you back if you, yep, veer over.
So this woman in Salt Lake had fallen asleep at the wheel. Car drifted off the road, hit a fire hydrant. Impact of the crash caused the hydrant to move off of its base, and the water came out of the hydrant and pushed the car into the air. So the car crashed, it went up, rolled over, and then landed upright. And she survived this whole thing. Imagine what kind of a story there is to tell about that. 684 people in America died last year from driving while drowsy. There's a stat for you. All kinds of crashes happen. And it isn't just the people driving the car. Look at the danger especially in a single lane, you know, a single lane highway. You fall asleep, you cross the line, and you crash into somebody else and kill them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's irresponsible. That's the best word we can come up with for something like this. Word to the wise, do not drive while you are drowsy. 18 after on Good Day.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard?
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you can really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You'd think it would be fine to share food in the fridge. I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 23 after the hour. Good day. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here with me. And James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Social media time in this hour. Focus on a name that's trending. And this is a sort of a sad story about Melanie Safka. For those of you who don't know who Melanie Safka, well, you know who she is. You just don't recognize that name. I'm going to guarantee that most people listening, when they hear the music associated with Melanie Safka, will remember, oh, yeah, I remember her.
And well, especially if you only use the first name.
Right, exactly. Yep. So we'll remember Melanie Safka, who's passed away at the age of 76, after this important announcement.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
If allergic to SkyRizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I ride my bike, I roll the skates, don't try no car. Don't go too fast, but I go pretty far.
People like Oprah, Dolly, how many people just go by their first name, right? Well, that's the story of Melanie Safka. Nobody knew her last name was Safka. I remember interviewing her once, and I asked her, because she went by Melanie from the beginning of her career. She first performed in Woodstock in 68.
As an unknown.
Yeah, nobody knew who she was. She had a great voice. Yeah. And I interviewed her when I was working on a radio station in Boston. I think it was 73, 74, somewhere in there. And I said to Jay off the air, man, I fell in love with her. I could have run away with her. Anyway, she did. She had a lot of songs. Lay Down was one of them. Brand New Key, another one. She
Beautiful
has passed
people.
Away. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
At the age of 76. And nobody knows how she passed away. She had that look in her eye. She had that voice. She had that attitude. She'd gone into a studio earlier this month to work on a new record. She wanted to do some covers. And so the album was set, 30-second album that she recorded, Secondhand Smoke, it was called. She has three children, and the children posted on Facebook yesterday. We're heartbroken, but want to thank everybody, every one of you, for the affection that you've had for our mother, and to tell you that she loved all of you. She was one of the most talented, strong, and passionate women of this era. And I think that that's really what her music was about. And that's what I got from her when I met her. People like that, that are so positive. I think she was from down in the net where you lived. I think she came from Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, the children all talk about her, adding light to the darkness. Just great music and great memories. Melanie passing away. It's 28 after the hour now here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit Omega Tax.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The weather continues to be a story that affects millions of Americans. Around 55 million people are under winter weather advisories from the plains to New England. People in the south dealing with heavy rain and wind and possible flooding. Meantime, folks from western Kansas all the way to Ohio dealing with dense fog advisories as visibility remains under a quarter of a mile in some areas. The Senate is inching closer to voting on a bill intended to address national security, including funding for the southern border and more. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is no fan of the bill.
They entered this negotiation saying, "We will, as bad as we think the bill is, I promise you it's worse." The people pushing this deal knew, no, if the American people knew what was in it, they would be against it. This supplemental bill is a kamikaze plane in a box canyon with no exit.
This is USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
How come? Because I'm the Fonz. Huh?
Hey.
I'm the Fonz. There you go. Henry Winkler, man. How does he look now versus when he was on that show, what, 45 years ago?
And, I feel like he looks the same because my first introduction to him was the principal on the first Scream film. Before I knew he was...
Oh, before he was a Fonz.
So I already knew him as an adult.
Got it.
As a grown up.
34 after the hour and then some on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. While with Jay Kirshner, I have some animal news for you animal lovers. This is a very interesting observation, Jay. Love, loss, understanding it on the cellular level. The research is being done on the brains of monogamous animals. It's a new study on dopamine, which is the chemical that drives all of us to seek out whatever we need to survive, water, intimacy, things like that. It even drives some people to oxy and cocaine and things like that. But the main ingredient in dopamine is what they call a love hormone, studied in the context of human behavior, but now it's being used to study animal bonding. It's also called the reward hormone, responsible for why we desire to be with some of the people that we are desirous of. I was just talking about Melanie and that sort of thing. And now somebody decided we ought to study this this particular part of being an animal. Well, humans are animals, but we're, I think, talking about four-legged animals here, dogs, that sort of thing. The hormones that become chemical signals that drive behavior, and also how our body works. And so anyway, this study looked at rodents that mate for life. The University of Colorado finding that the dopamine in our brains is responsible for driving these animals to be bonded. Penguins. Don't they mate for life too? Don't I remember?
I think so.
Seeing something like that. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, penguins do lobsters. I do feel like there are quite a few that are like, once they find their one, they are always feminine.
I think you're thinking of swans, but penguins also might mate for life.
Yeah, swans, penguins, yeah. So, now following up on that, there's a new video system that has been put in place. This is for those of us who love to watch, you know, I have cows and I am interested in how they mate. Frankly, I have a bull that runs with my herd of eligible cows. It sounds funny, doesn't it? Like eligible bachelor.
It sounds
eligible.
Like it's the new bachelor bachelorette series.
Right. The bachelor cow. Okay. Anyway, the idea that we can follow animals of all sizes and shapes, the fact that there's a colorful world that often, this is something's being done on PBS on nature. Anybody watch that show? Am I the only one who looks at nature? I like it until they get to the animal kingdom where the lions chase down the antelope and chew them up. I don't know.
The circle of life part that's not super happy, fishy, fun.
I was in that. Anyway, so this is a study of everything from bees that roam around in your garden. It's also a study of more traditional family animals, that sort of thing. It's a study of birds and what they've learned. Let's take birds, for example. Birds can see, you know, a lot of people think that dogs are colorblind. Well, they really aren't. Depends on how the UV light hits their eyes, the ultraviolet light. Same thing is true with birds, believe it or not. So this is a study done by sensory ecologists interested in how animals perceive colors. And so there has been, over the last 30, 40 years, a certain technique for trying to measure the colors. But now they've come up with a new computerized video thingamabobber, that's the best way I can describe it, studies colors in motion. There's a camera system that follows these animals. And best, I can't tell you the story as well as it can be depicted when you watch it. So if you ever go to nature, I think you can just probably Google colors in animals, something like that, and you'll come up with this. I'm not doing justice to it. It's, you know, I get paid for telling stories and painting pictures. I can't paint an appropriate picture. I can just tell you I'm very impressed with this. It's kind of like some of the things you can't really describe on the NASA website because there's just too much there.
Yeah.
Your brain doesn't absorb it all. And that's kind of, you know, this is a form of AI, actually. And what it's used for is to figure out how these animals, how these beings see the world through their eyes. They have implanted, believe it or not, the captured birds and other animals. And, you know, like I have, last year I told you I had that operation. I changed the cornea of my eye so I don't have to wear glasses anymore. Well, they've implanted stuff in my eyeballs. And so that's what they've done with these lenses. Somehow or other, they're so small, they can implant them in the eyes of whether it's a bird or whether it's a lion or whether it's whatever it is in nature. I don't know that they can do it with a lobster, but they can do it with a lot of things. And see the world through the eyes with that little computer, the little camera that they implant in the eyes of these animals. Can you believe it? Wow. That is something else.
these are the kinds of stories where like technology is amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Yep, it certainly is. All right, and people remember stories like that as well. There are some other things going on from the Mondo Bizarro world. I love this. Back in 2020, after his new job got started, this is a story of a software engineer named Dylan Stone Miller. He read a message on Instagram that left him stunned. There was a woman who had conceived a daughter with sperm that this guy donated to a sperm bank, but he had donated it 9 years earlier. He needed money in college, so he donated his sperm, and this woman tracked him down, wanted to thank him. And so this guy found himself going through the woman's Instagram profile, looking at a lot of pictures of what is basically his own biological daughter. He said, seeing this girl's face filled me with so much joy and love and gratitude, he had to fight to hold back the tears. Okay, so that wasn't the first instance. After all of this stuff surfaced on social media, this guy started hearing from a lot of parents, all of whom had had children with his sperm. They were able to track his donor number to him. And so this began a whole big thing. There's a Facebook group, apparently, that at last count has 97 biological children in countries all over the world. But the people who run this, the sperm bank, say that he's probably the father of 250 children.
Wow. I mean, he clearly had a popular product to share. But what's so cool about this is a lot of times these are closed kind of situations where you don't have the information. And the fact that there are so many parents and he himself who are so open to sharing the child in the sense of they're allowing him to meet them, and he wants to go, and none of the children are over the age of 18 yet, and he wants to make it a point to try to reach every child and meet every child, and almost kind of be like the uncle version. Like, he actually is willing to be a part of all of these kids' lives.
He's got,
it seems like the families are open to that too.
He was in college, needed money. He got $100 every time he donated his sperm, made $40,000, made 400 donations. And so now, I guess, you can give as much as you want to. There's no regulation. There's nothing wrong with it. So now he's got all of these families. He's not married. And so he's got these parents, the children. I think it'd be weird, frankly, but it's also
well, just think his financial situation. Yeah, his financial situation helped him bring joy and pure love to all of these families who were unable to have a child otherwise.
It better than doing some of the other things he might have done, right? To make money. Some people get desperate and they do almost anything. So, all right. Speaking of desperation, I continue to, I don't know if acknowledge is the right word, I focus and think about what a dirtbag Matt Gaetz is and all of the things the Republicans are, they're going after him. The ethics probes are getting hot and heavy. In recent days, the House Committee's investigators have expanded their contact with individuals who have ties to human trafficking. This guy may have been involved in human trafficking. Imagine, and he's a representative in Congress. He's had all kinds of things with underage young children. And then there are others that have been involved in this same thing that apparently are friends of his, and they have been investigated. And so with all of this, the focus is back again on Gates. There's a guy named Joel Greenberg who was involved evidently in this in some way, shape, or form. Under the circumstances, I think it's time for us to think about all of the people that are involved in this estimated 28 million people subjected to human trafficking. The crime occurs in every state of the country. Let's listen to more on this from Akeem Touré.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration recently launched a human trafficking awareness campaign in the commercial motor vehicle industry. FMCSA Administrator Robin Hutchinson.
Human traffickers use America's transportation system to facilitate unspeakable crimes. That's why we're launching a new human trafficking awareness campaign, Your Roads, Their Freedom. The campaign provides the nation's 8.7 million commercial motor vehicle drivers with the information they need to identify and report suspected human trafficking.
They are asking truck and bus drivers to be aware at rest stops and other places on our nation's roadways where human trafficking could occur.
If you suspect that human trafficking is occurring, trust your instincts and text the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 233-733 or Be Free, B-E-F-R-E-E.
To learn the signs of human trafficking and how to report it, go to fmcsa.dot.gov/stophumantrafficking.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite
for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We have it already, right? You got it? Came from MASH. It's 53 past the hour now, and reasons don't have to enter into our conversations every day. Why is Chuck Curry here? Because he's a very knowledgeable fellow when it comes to film and television. I enjoy his personality, and I like him as a friend, and he has always something to contribute. All right, so Chucker, with all that big build-up...
Let me ask you a question. Do you know the words to that theme? You know what the words are?
I know there is a song that has the words, Suicide is Painless.
I believe written by Robert Altman's son wrote those words. He was a kid.
The song's called Suicide is Painless.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
And then the reason we play that, because this day in movie history, 1970, Robert Altman's MASH premieres in theaters. It was a big hit. I think the TV show was even bigger. That's one example. You know, Elliot Gould, really good, but Alan Alda, iconic, no? As Hawkeye?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'll give you another example. Yes, I was looking for something to watch for like a half hour. So I went on the Paramount Stream Network, and I put on an episode of The Odd Couple from the 1970s. It was a Bobby Riggs episode. I loved that episode. And yeah. I said to myself after watching, as much as I like Jack Klugman, Walter Matthau in Jack Lemmon,
the movie.
Nobody could play Felix Unger like Tony Randall. And Jack Klugman was a great Oscar.
Klugman, yeah. That was
even better.
That was an example of a television show being better than the movie.
I agree.
I think in that circumstance. Yep. All right, Robert Downey Jr. says he's happy he didn't win an Oscar for playing Charlie Chaplin when he was a young kid in 1992. He said, I was young, I was crazy, I didn't deserve it. And he was off the rails, wasn't he? A lot of drug problems.
He certainly was.
And he didn't come back on track until he was in that movie with Tommy Lee Jones. He credits Tommy Lee Jones with straightening out his act. And that The Fugitive. Was it The Fugitive? The second?
It was the sequel to The Fugitive, U.S. Marshals. That was his first, okay, when he had all the issues, and he had serious issues.
Yeah.
He couldn't get insured by the insurance companies that back film and television didn't want to insure him, especially if he starred in the movie. They said, like, we're not giving you the insurance policy, no matter how much you pay on the premium. So it was actually David E. Kelly who gave an opportunity on Ally McBeal as a supporting player on that show. Yeah. That got him back in the waters of acting.
But he said the Tommy Lee Jones
movie,
basically said he's going to kick his butt if he didn't smarten up. And I think that's...
Well, he also is very good friends with Mel Gibson because they did that movie Air America together. He became... He guided him to some extent, but obviously what a turnaround story. He's a great actor. He's a great actor. I got a story I want to talk about. It broke yesterday. Director Doug Liman, who's a really good director, directed Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise. Okay, he helmed Doug the upcoming remake of the 1987 movie Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze. And he did it for MGM Amazon Prime. Now, he was told when he did this film that it would be a theatrical release before going on streaming. And evidently, Amazon Prime has gone back on its word and will put it directly on Amazon Prime March 27th. And it has tested through the roof in preview screenings. They've done tests. He says it's his best movie he's ever done, that the audiences that watch this movie will absolutely love it. It's supposed to have a one-night premiere at a film festival, I believe in Texas. And he's going to boycott his own movie to gain awareness to the fact that these streamers who should be showing a movie that's made for theaters going to show it exclusively on Amazon Prime and not put it in the theater. I think it's a good cause. I think other actors, I think other people who are big names in the industry should really start talking about this issue because it's a serious issue that affects not only multiplexes but small theaters who have gone, many of them have gone defunct, gone out of business, massive financial problems in this country. So this is a big story that needs to be read and heard.
I think you're right about that.
Yes.
So we should talk about it. Halle Berry had in production a sci-fi movie called The Mothership. Apparently it's been scrapped by Netflix. Whether she didn't like the writing, there's a whole big to-do. She's been doing a lot of these sorts of movies. They wanted to reshoot it. Apparently there's some child actors. Did you hear anything about that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, it looks like it.
I do know that the deal Netflix signed the other day with WWE, a 10-year deal for Monday Night Raw, tells you where the streamers are going to become the basic cable channels.
Yeah. Yep. All right, Chuck, I'll talk to you tomorrow. 59 after. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.